This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 115 for Monday, October 24th. In choppy trading, ICE canola futures are mostly higher on Monday morning. The November canola contract is up 50 cents at $8.99.40 per ton. The more heavily traded January contract gains a dollar at $8.81.50 per ton, and the March contract rises $1.20 at $8.85.50 per ton. Pressure is coming from declines in the Chicago soy complex as well as European rapeseed. Meanwhile, Malaysian palm oil is narrowly mixed. Global crude oil prices are a pinch lower, putting a small amount of pressure on vegetable oils. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada issued its monthly supply and demand estimates on late Friday afternoon. There are no changes to the department's numbers on canola, leaving production at 19.1 million tons. Also, exports remain at 9.3 million tons, domestic usage stays at 10.3 million, and ending stocks hold at a half million tons. There are some slight changes to Ag Canada's estimates on all wheat. While production remains at 34.7 million tons, exports nudge up to 23.3 million, domestic usage inches over 9 million tons, and the carryout dips to 6.2 million tons. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 72.8 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 72.92. France reports its corn crop is 92% harvested, up 11 points from last week. Its wheat harvest is 46% finished, more than double from a week ago. Argentina continues to worry about its wheat crop due to ongoing drought. Over in Australia, flooding in the east has reduced the wheat harvest projections from 36 million tons to 34 million. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is set to issue its weekly export inspections report this morning and its weekly crop progress report this afternoon. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The November contract drops 25 cents at $13.70.50 per bushel. December soy oil is relatively steady at 68.95 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is down $8.90 at $4.01.40 per short ton. Corn futures are lower, with the December contract losing 3.5 cents at $6.81 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady to lower, with its December contract down 2 cents at $3.74, while its March contract is unchanged. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, as Chicago December steps back 8 cents at $8.43. Kansas City December loses 7 cents at $9.41. And Minneapolis December is down 3 cents at $9.59. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday morning, October 24th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.